着呢。यमुना तीरावनचारी मुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय प्रभुपदा 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 जय प्रभुपदा जय श्री नाम संकीर्तन की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवत पुराण की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 20 श्लोक नंबर 15। एवं द्विज अग्र्य अनुमता अनुवृत्तः धर्म प्रधानो अन्यतमो अवितास्यः रस्वेन कालेन गृहोपयातान् द्रष्टासि सिद्धान् अनुरक्त लोकः एवं द्विजाग्रनुमतानुवृत्ता धर्मप्रधानोऽन्यतमो वितास्याः रस्वेन कालेन गृहोपयातान् द्रष्टासि सिद्धान् अनुरक्तलोकः एवं द्विजाग्र्यानुमतानुवृत्ता धर्मप्रधानोऽन्यतमो वितास्याः रस्वेन कालेन गृहोपयाता द्रष्टासि सिद्धान् अनुरक्तलोकः एवं द्विजाग्र्यानुमतानुवृत्ता धर्मप्रधानोऽन्यतमो वितास्याः रस्वेन कालेन गृहोपयाता द्रष्टासि सिद्धान् अनुरक्तलोकः एवं द्विजाग्र्यानुमतानुवृत्त्या धर्मप्रधानोऽन्यतमो वितास्याः रस्वेन कालेन गृहोपयाता द्रष्टासि सिद्धान् अनुरक्तलोकः एवं द्विजाग्र्यानुमतानुवृत्ता धर्मप्रधानोऽन्यतमो वितास्याः रस्वेन कालेन गृहोपयाता द्रष्टासि सिद्धान् अनुरक्तलोकः। Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Lord Vishnu continued, My dear King Prithu, if you continue to protect the citizens according to the instructions of the learned Brahman authorities, as they are received by the disciplic succession, by hearing from master to disciple, and if you follow the religious principles laid down by them, without attachment to the ideas manufactured by mental concoction, then every one of your citizens will be happy and will love you, and very soon you will be able to see such already liberated personalities as four Kumaras: Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan and Sanat Kumar. Purport: Lord Vishnu here advised King Prithu that everyone should follow the principles of Varnashrama Dharma. Then, in whatever capacity one remains within this material world, his salvation is guaranteed after death. In this age, however, since the system of Varnashrama Dharma is topsy-turvy, it is very difficult to strictly follow all the principles. The only method for becoming perfect in life is to develop Krishna consciousness. As Varnashrama Dharma is executed from different positions by different men, so the Krishna consciousness principle can be followed by everyone in every part of the world. There is a specific purpose in mentioning herein that one should follow the Dijagryas, the most prominent Brahmanas like Parashara and Manu. These great sages have already given us instructions on how to live according to the principles of Varnashrama Dharma. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami have given us rules and regulations for becoming pure devotees of the Lord. It is essential, therefore, to follow the instructions of the Acharyas in the Parampara system, who have received the knowledge as passed down from the spiritual master to disciple. In this way, although living in our material condition of life, we can get out of the entanglement of material contamination without leaving our positions. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, therefore, that one does not have to change his position. One simply has to hear from the perfect source. This is called parampara, and follow the principles for practical application in life. Thus, one can attain the highest perfection of life, liberation, and go back home, back to Godhead. In other words, the change required is a change in consciousness, not in the body. Unfortunately, in this fallen age, people are concerned with the body and not with the soul. They have invented so many isms pertaining to the body only and not to the soul. In the modern age of democracy, there are many government representatives voting for legislation. Every day they bring out a new law. But because these laws are only mental concoctions manufactured by inexperienced, conditioned souls, they cannot give relief to human society. Formerly, although the kings were autocrats, they strictly followed the principles laid down by great sages and saintly persons. There were no mistakes in ruling over the country, and everything went perfectly. The citizens were completely pious, the king levied taxes legitimately, and therefore the situation was very happy. At the present moment, the so-called executive heads are more or less selected from materially ambitious persons who simply look after their own personal interest. They have no knowledge of the Shastras. In other words, the executive heads are fools and rascals in the strict sense of the terms, and the people in general are Shudras. This combination of fools and rascals and Shudras cannot bring about peace and prosperity in this world. Therefore, we find periodical upheavals in society in the form of battles, communal rights, and fratricidal quarrels. Under these circumstances, not only are the leaders unable to lead people towards liberation, but they cannot even give them peace of mind. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that anyone who lives on concocted ideas without reference to Shastras never becomes successful and does not attain happiness or liberation after death. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpataru Bhescha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 वेयर इन द लास्ट पार्ट द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ किंग पृथु आर बीन एस्टेब्लिश्ड। सो पृथु वॉज अ ग्रेट किंग एंड ही रूल्ड ओवर दिस कंट्री और दिस लैंड ऑफ भारत वर्ष फॉर वेरी लॉन्ग टाइम एंड द कैरेक्टर विच ही एस्टेब्लिश्ड इज एक्सप्लेन इन दिस पेजेस ऑफ भागवतम। श्रील प्रभुपाद एस्टेब्लिश्ड दिस सोसाइटी एंड द नेम इज गिवन एज इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। सो प्रभुपाद एक्सपेक्टेड दैट एवरी वन वाइल डूइंग एनी एक्टिविटीज शुड रिमेन कृष्ण कॉन्शियस एंड दैट इंटेंशन ऑफ बींग कृष्ण कॉन्शियस इज द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट। सो वी वेलकम एवरी वन टू दिस भागवतम क्लास सो दैट वी कैन रिमेन कृष्ण कॉन्शियस एंड स्पेसिफिकली वी हैव सौरभ प्रभु टूडे हु इज मेंटेनिंग माई कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। Yesterday only I came to know that he has performed a very great role as Krishna in the new upcoming serial. So that Krishna consciousness is established by Srila Prabhupada in this purport, saying that we may do many activities, but we should remain under guidance so that we can remember Krishna and have that intention of pleasing him in all activities. Prabhupada writes in purport, we'll discuss a bit of purport points and then we'll discuss the context in which it is coming. First, Prabhupada says that duty of a king is to make sure that everyone follows some authority. Like generally, people who are living in the state need to follow the authority of Shastras. And for general people, Shastras instruct them to follow the duties of Varna and Ashrama. Psychodynamic, everybody is guna and karma, psychosomatic nature, the body which we have got, the intelligence, the mind, the swabhava which they have developed since birth. According to that, they are divided into four classes like Brahmana, Vaishya, Kshatriya and Shudra. And they need to follow their duties so that they can remember Krishna and offer their services to Krishna. In one of the purports which I was reading yesterday, Prabhupada writes that if a person does not utilize his assets, maybe his intelligence, his mental capacity, his skills, his earnings, whatever he has in his disposition, if he doesn't utilize it in service of Krishna, that same assets may become cause of his ruination. Why? Because then we will surrender to our mental concoctions, like Prabhupada, like Krishna is instructing Prithu Maharaj here, that you should not surrender to your concocted ideas, but should follow some authority in life. So generally, people are given this authority of Shastras. We describe what are the duties of a person in different varnas and different ashramas. Prabhupada writes, for us, also, there are authorities. For devotees, especially, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are the authorities. And they have set standards, how we should live, how we should execute our devotional service. And if you follow the acharyas, follow the parampara, then we can remain Krishna conscious and achieve the great success. Prabhupada writes, the leaders today, because they don't know or they don't follow the authorities. Prabhupada says, even the kings of great times, though they are autocrats, Rajatantra, what we today call a democracy, Lokatantra, where people only select people only create laws for the people, by the people, that is democracy. Prabhupada, even in Rajatantra, the kings were doing things perfectly. Why? Because they were not acting according to their own desires, but they were acting under guidance. And that's why they could do good to themselves and also to citizens. Now this concept of working under guidance is very much emphasized in all the paths which scriptures provide. Now we will just discuss about this. Guidance. So whenever we talk about guidance can be in terms of two things. One is what to do, and second is how to do. So in terms of external actions, like a classical case of Krishna instructing Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Arjuna was confused what to do. And he was asking Krishna, यत् श्रेयस्यात् निश्चितं ब्रूहितन् मे शिष्यस्ते हम शादी माम तम प्रपन्नम। आई एम कन्फ्यूज अबाउट माई ड्यूटी, वॉट शुड आई डू, टेल मी द बेस्ट थिंग टू डू। सो यू आर जस्ट आस्किंग, आई एम कन्फ्यूज अब वॉट टू डू। सो कृष्ण एक्सप्लेन वॉट टू डू, कृष्ण एक्सप्लेन दैट यू हैव टू फाइट ओनली, बट बिकॉज ऑफ हिज कॉन्कॉक्टेड आइडियाज दैट नो नो नो, इट विल इनकर सो मच सिन, इट विल हैव सो मच बैड इफेक्ट्स, इट विल हैव सो मच रूइनेशन इन सोसाइटी, सो मेनी families will be destroyed, so many traditions will be destroyed, so many great people will be destroyed. So better I refrain from fighting. So Krishna says, not what to do is not important. The question should also be asked when we are seeking guidance, how to do. And Krishna then explains in chapter 3, 4 and 5, how to do what we are supposed to do. And these three chapters specifically describe Nishkam Karma Yoga. Basically doing our duties and not expecting results. Karmani Vadikaraste Ma Faleshu Kadachanam. So that classical verse which talks about Nishkam Karma Yoga. So Krishna explained that single verse, and the explanation of the verse is distributed over the three chapters. Because third chapter starts with Arjuna asking question, what is better? Should I continue my duties or should I retire from my duties? The Prabhupada is talking here, we need not change our profession, we need not change our duties. The change is required inside, consciousness. That's why International Society for Krishna, not activities, but Krishna, consciousness. So that is a very subtle, but very essential change which is expected from the readers of Gita and Bhagavatam. The readers of Gita and Bhagavatam are not expected to change overnight their profession, their activities, their hairstyle, their dress code. But they need to change their consciousness. So guidance, if we see in scriptures, that is highlighted. Many people, even though very great, they seek guidance, or when given guidance, they welcome it. Like we see in Bhagavatam, the classical case, which we see just like Vishnu being, or Brahma guiding Prithu Maharaj. Same case happens when Yudhishthir Maharaj, after the battle is finished, the Kurukshetra battle is finished. Before the battle, Arjuna was confused. Should I fight, not fight? But after the battle, Yudhishthira is confused. Again, by the will of Krishna. And Yudhishthira said, oh my God, alas, what a great massacre I have created. Just to establish myself on throne, I have made so many people die. And then all this sin is lying on my head. And even if I live thousands of years, thousands of lifetimes in hell, still this sin will not be destroyed. And Yudhishthir has done the right thing. He has become now the Chakravarti Samrat of the whole world. But he is not ready to sit on the throne. And he is fully overwhelmed with lamentation. And then he seeks guidance. He goes to Krishna and says, Krishna, please guide me. I am so confused. Just like Arjuna approached Krishna before the battle, Yudhishthir approached Krishna after the battle. But Krishna thought, this time I will not be the guide. This time I will introduce my devotee as a better guide than me. And then he takes Yudhishthir and all the Pandavas to Kurukshetra, where all people have just left their bodies, but one person is still lying alive, waiting for his last service to render. And that is Bhishma Pitama, sleeping on the arrow bed, waiting for that opportune moment when Krishna will be there with full beauty. And seeing Krishna's form, he wants to leave his body. Krishna knows that. And with Yudhishthir and all the Pandavas, dressed gorgeously like kings, he brings them in front of Bhishma Pitama. And then Yudhishthira is encouraged to ask questions to Bhishma. And then Yudhishthira asks questions, what should I do? And why should I do? What should I do? Should I sit on this throne? Because this throne looks like tainted with blood of so many lineages, so many traditions, so many great people, so many spiritual masters. And you also, my great-grandfather. So how can I sit on this throne? And then another is, how can I sit on this throne? Because it will incur so much sin. So then Bhishma Pitama, the greatest orator, there is no speaker who is giving his class sleeping on a bed. What to speak of an arrow bed? So Bhishma Pitama is the only speaker. So then he guides Yudhishthir Maharaj in two aspects. What should be done? And how it should be done. The actions to be taken and the intentions should be what to be maintained. So then he guides about Raj Dharma, Stri Dharma, Varnashrama Dharma, and different aspects of practical duties. And then he also guides about Bhakti Dharma. What should be the intention of doing all those activities? Pleasing Krishna. So that was a classical king's first canto. Then we see Rishabh Dev, as he is retiring from his kinghood, he instructs his new upcoming kings, his sons, Bharat and all other sons, and he instructs them what should be done, how it should be done. So there are so many examples, like Swayambhu Manu instructs Dhruva Maharaj when he is battling against the Yakshas, going overboard. Then Brahma instructs Prithu in this chapter. Then Brahma, Swayambhu Manu both come and instruct Priyavrat Maharaj. Like, you are sitting in the forest, leaving all the king's opulences and facilities. Please come and engage in ruling the kingdom. So there are many incidences where great people have instructed great kings that what should be done. Also in sages, like Vyasadeva, classical case in Bhagavatam, being instructed by Narad Muni, what should be done and how it should be done. So intentions carry the greatest weight in whatever we do. Like we discuss in Gita, Krishna stresses on that. Even while we are doing bhakti, Krishna also values the intention. Bhava grahi janardana. So Krishna sees that whatever we are doing, with what intention we are doing. Nanne munne bhakt, tere man mein kya hai? Whatever you are doing, why you are doing. So that is more important. Now when we seek guidance on what to do, it's easy to receive the guidance. Or sometimes, when we understand what should be done, we kind of think that maybe I know what should be done, so I don't need guidance. In many situations, we may work out what should be done, or what is the solution, what is the activity expected of me. But the intention part, we cannot figure out. Because in intention, all bad activities may start initially with a good intention. But that inner slip is very subtle and it can happen at any time and we may not notice it. And that's why guidance, especially spiritual guidance, is so much needed. So in Gita, Krishna talks about that. So any activity which we start with good intention, good intention, good activity is a good activity. But a good activity, if the intention is changed, it can become a bad activity. Like many times when I meet new people, I ask, how many of you feel that Mera Bharat is Mahan? Everybody says, yes, yes, Mera Bharat Mahan. Then I ask, how many of you feel that Bharat Sanskriti is Mahan? Everybody raises their hand, Bharat Sanskriti is Mahan. Then I ask, how many feel that even in today's age, in your own personal life, all the do's and don'ts of Bharatiya Sanskriti are applicable? Or are good? And then he said, no, Prabhuji. Sab kuch abhi follow nahi kar sakte. The Sanskrit is no more good. Sometimes it has become bad also. And we have examples of rituals which are blindly followed can become a bad example. Just like, suppose there is a lady, maybe we discussed it before. There is a lady and her husband is working in military, in the army. And the husband is not coming home for 6 months, 8 months, a year. And the lady becomes like missing the husband so much that she wants to interact. She may get a call once in a while when husband talks to her. And then she may exchange the happiness and good moments, what's happening in her life with him. But she may not be encouraged to discuss the difficulties and troubles and bad patches which are happening in last 6 months or 8 months. Because anyway, she knows that he cannot do anything sitting there. So better I tell him only good things. But she wants to share her heart somewhere. So she has a photograph of her husband. And then after the call ends, she starts pouring out her heart in front of that photograph. Good. That he's my husband and I should share my heart. Now when she buys something new in the house, she also wants to share with her husband. Now just see what I have brought today, what I have cooked today, what I am doing today. Because every day she cannot interact with her husband. So how many of us feel that what she is doing is good? Interacting and exchanging her emotion with the photograph.
Good. Now, if after 8 months, 6 months, 1 month, 1 year period, husband comes back, knocks on the door, open the door, I am here. And wife is busy talking to the photograph. Or maybe she has made some very good dish and she's in, like kind of offering or sharing it with the husband and talking to him through the photograph. And the husband is waiting on the door saying, please open the door. And she says, wait. I'm still engaged in my quota of sharing my heart with the husband. Now she's not opening the door and she's still continuing the talking with the photograph. Is that activity still good? Obviously not. Now what happened? Activity is same. Initially it was good. Now it has become bad. Why? Because the purpose is lost. The purpose was to connect with the husband. But when the purpose is lost, then activity becomes useless or wrong. Similarly, we may be doing good activities, but if the purpose is lost, which is very difficult to even sense that purpose is lost, the whole activity becomes wrong activity. Like in Prabhupada's Leelamrita, the story comes like Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. He approached Prabhupada and said that, Prabhupada, I'm just doing this management, opening temples, managing devotees, raising funds, solving problems. I want to go and preach. So Prabhupada says, okay, go distribute books, preach. She opens a Radha Damodar bus party. So yesterday, Krishna and Prabhu also related this story in this line. And he started Radha Damodar bus party, and the bus party are doing good. Going city to city, distributing so many books, raising funds, preaching to devotees. And the bus party was so vibrant that it had two doors. From one door, if a person enters, he will come out of another door with shaved head, fully convinced about Krishna consciousness, and he will join the temple. So everybody was like mesmerized by his activities. And then he was going from one city to another city. They used to halt in ISKCON temples, where so many other devotees were worshipping deities and doing all the temple services. So seeing that this group of devotees is so vibrant, and this group will preach to them, what you are doing sitting in a temple, grinding chandan, please come with us. And we can do miracles. We can impact world so much. And it's so ecstatic. And devotees will, oh my God, very good. We'll also join you. And slowly, 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 as they are going from one city to another city, one city to another city, so temples were getting vacant. The devotees were leaving the temples and joining the bus party. When the book scores used to come to Prabhupada, Prabhupada was very happy. Great, you are doing great service. Radha Damodar bus party ki jai. But then, devotees came with little fear and approached Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, they are doing good, but they are making our temples vacant. They are stealing our devotees to their bus party. The Prabhupada said, immediately stop it. Sell all your buses. I don't need this bus party. So initially the activity was good. Same activity became bad. Why? Because the purpose was lost. The purpose was to encourage devotees and increase Krishna consciousness, increase service to Krishna. But then the purpose was little deviated. Now, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj is not a new bhakta. He's a Goswami. He's a sannyasi. And he understands Prabhupada's heart so much. But sometimes in the spur of doing the activity, because that activity also gives some kick, some joy, and especially if we like that activity, then our mind, when it slips, we ourselves cannot detect. Then we need tad viddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshinte te jnanam gyaninata. Then we need an external spiritual master who can detect and say that Prabhu, please correct this. And then the guidance is most important. So going beyond the original intention can be harmful. Because when we start doing activities, slowly, slowly, it creates some mentality of doership, that I am doing it. Then after some time, it creates some mentality of controllership. And then slowly, slowly, the ego becomes prominent, and the decisions and purpose is driven by our ego. And it's no more by the order of some superior. So when we slip, we cannot understand. Like Hanumanji, when he was inspired or encouraged, motivated by Jambavan's word, Hanumanji became like very confident. He just remembered his all activities, all powers. He just grew in size, very gigantic. and started proclaiming, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it. I can go to Lanka, and if need, I can just uproot Lanka and bring back. So Jambavan, seeing the confidence and also some overconfidence in Hanuman, he said, don't go and do things which are not told. I am encouraging you to do only one thing. Go, find out Sita and come back and give us message. We are waiting for you here. In the spur of expressing your powers, don't spend more time because these people are fasting here for your news to come. So he like kind of guards Hanumanji. You should not overboard in your enthusiasm. Sometimes there was one devotee. He was very humble and used to just broom in the temple. And the devotee used to glorify him. What a great service you are doing. You are just brooming the temple. So after some time, for years he was brooming the temple. And at one time, there were so many guests. There was prasad on the counter. And the guest needed prasadam. And the prasadam was to be served. And some devotees called that devotee and said, Prabhu, drop that broom. You please serve the prasad. He said, no. This is greatest service. This is humblest service. I will continue this only. So for years he was continuing just brooming the service, brooming service, but not able to change himself to what is needed. Initially we were doing it as a service. Now, when we can slip from the mood of service to the mood of I am doing it, we cannot really notice. So when Krishna says to Arjuna, Nimitta Matra Bhava Savyasachi, oh Arjuna, you just become instrument of my mission. So mission will be decided by Krishna. Actions will be decided by Krishna. And Arjuna has to just follow. Now the analogy looks so apt. Just become an instrument. But many times, analogies which are very impressive may not be practical or may be very hard to follow. Like for a living entity to act like non-living, like instrument, like doctors do surgery. They use so many instruments. Anybody after a successful surgery comes and congratulates the doctors, not the instruments. They don't offer flowers to the scalpels or the scissors or the suturing threads or needles. They just congrats and pay to the doctor. So that's what Krishna is asking Arjuna to do. Just become an instrument of my action or my mission. But a living entity is a conscious being. For him to become an instrument, it's quite difficult. But that is expected anyway. Because instrument doesn't get attached to honor, prestige, credits, or a doership or a controllership. Because they are dead. Instruments cannot get all those feelings. But a living being, when he is asked by Krishna, become my instrument. So initially, we may feel that I am becoming an instrument. But because we are conscious being, in the course of doing things for Krishna, meanwhile, we may get attached to the credits, to the doership, to the ego, or to the worship, or the praise which we received through that service. And slowly, 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 the focus changes from being an instrument to being a performer. And this performer then starts thinking on his own mental concoction. So Vishnu here is telling Prithu Maharaj, O Prithu, just act according to the instructions received through disciplic succession and not on your mental concoctions. So that actually means becoming an instrument. Okay. So in like one time Srila Prabhupada saw that his disciples were eating too much. So Prabhupada was at some well-wisher's house, some life member's house, and they were seeing that Vaishnavas had come to their house. They were feeding them opulently, forcing them to eat, eat, eat. And then when Prabhupada and all the disciples came by, Prabhupada said, you are eating too much. You ate 25 puris. And you ate 20 and you ate 15. You should not eat so much. They said, Prabhupada, but you only told us that we should eat prasad till here. And then we should walk like duck after eating prasad. So we are just following your instruction. Prabhupada said, now I am only instructing you that you eat less. So when we are following somebody's instruction, especially when we like it, we may overboard. We may go to the another extreme and we may not be able to stop when another instruction comes. So Prithu Maharaj was told to care for his citizens. Dhruva Maharaj was told to care for his citizens. Both cases, they wanted to do their best. Prithu Maharaj was doing yagya for that intention only. Dhruva Maharaj was killing yakshas to establish the protection to the citizens. But in both cases, both were stopped and both agreed. So whether our intentions are still right, it can be checked very easily. But the second instruction, when it comes, that you stop. Then our intentions immediately are exposed. So deviation in intention, even in good actions, it's checked by intermission. Like a case of Indra. Now Indra is a powerful representative of Krishna and he is ordered by Krishna, instructed by Krishna that you take care of this material world and you receive all the honor in the matter of yagya and all the ahutis. You are king of all the demigods. So Indra, as a humble order carrier of Krishna, he is acting in that post. He is a devotee. And everybody offering sacrifices and offering ahuti to Indra. Now in the course of this action of receiving that ahuti and respect, Indra slips. Actions are going on, they are good, but intention slips away. Krishna notices it. We cannot notice it. And then Krishna stops his yagya. Brajavasis, when they are arranging for Indra yagya, Krishna says no need to do. Krishna even preaches a wrong philosophy for a time being, just to stop offering ahutis to Indra and giving him respect. As soon as that is stopped, Indra's intentions are exposed. Indra becomes very angry and he attempts to destroy Vrindavan, Brajavasis and even Krishna. So intentions are exposed when we are stopped in between. Another case, Garuda. In the mission of Samudra Manthan, Lord wanted Devatas and Asuras to come together, churn milk ocean and get the nectar out of it. And he told all of them to first bring Mount Sumeru. And then everybody was working with their whole strength, but they could not lift Sumeru. It was a golden mountain, heaviest. They all, with their might, lifted to some extent, but then again it collapsed. And everybody just crushed below it. But then Krishna called for his great servant Garuda. And then sitting on Garuda, Krishna came, Vishnu came, and he just picked up the mountain, put on the back of Garuda. And Garuda with very easily, with the weight of the mountain and Krishna also, he just came to the spot and then Vishnu again placed the mountain in the ocean. Now Garuda was like, he is greater than all the demigods together and all the asuras together. We can just imagine what a great position was established for Garuda in this whole mission. But immediately after that, now Garuda may feel that I am the chosen assistant in this mission of withdrawing the nectar from the milk ocean. And Garuda is standing. Any more service, I am here. And then Vishnu looks at Garuda and says, now you can leave. He says, why? Because the next activity, you are not needed. So better you move ahead. So Garuda didn't bother Krishna with the question that at one point you are using me and again, now I want to witness this great thing happening and you are telling me to go away. Garuda just leave. Garuda just left from there. Why Krishna made Garuda leave? Because Garuda, Vishnu knew that now Vasuki will be coming as a rope to churn the ocean. And Vasuka and Garuda, they are not in good terms with each other. The chemistry doesn't match. So better Garuda leave. So when Garuda was stopped, he was not raised with anger. He immediately remained submissive. His intention was still as a servant. As a servant, if you want me to do Herculean tasks, I am there. If you want to just leave the site, I am ready to leave the site. Gurudas Prabhu and Yamuna Mataji were instructed by Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan that please go and get that property of Keshighat. So just beside Yamuna, there's a beautiful building erected by the kings of Jaipur, and it's a very nice palace. Now it's kind of destroyed, but initially it was like a huge building, and were like Govindji temple, Madan Mohan temple, and next is Keshi Ghat. Like all the Incredible India photographs, they show Keshi Ghat as a monumental building. So Prabhupada told them that at any cost, get this building. We will have our one center here also. And they were like trying hard. And they were like meeting the king and then his secretary and getting all the permissions and doing negotiations. They didn't have so much money, what they were asking. And initially they didn't want to even sell it. So they were like convincing them that this is Vrindavan, we should make something for Krishna, we should use this building for. And then after a year and a half of negotiations, they reached to some terms that now they are ready to hand over the building with some cost, which is of course little higher for us, but still we can manage it. And they came to Prabhupada after their hard work. And Prabhupada said, we no more need that building. You just forget that building. And when they received that letter from Prabhupada, they were like devastated. If you never wanted it, why you told us to venture so hard in this matter? But they realized that ultimately we are working for pleasure of Prabhupada. Now pleasure of Prabhupada lies in something else. So let's change our plan. We are just instrument. So that is very, very subtle. But if we can manage that, then we can act as an instrument. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj and Shyam Sundar Prabhu, when they are in Juhu, when they are in Bombay, they tried to develop the land at Juhu. So Prabhupada told them that first to make life members and visit houses of influential people. If they can become devotees, they can support building temple in Bombay. So carrying the order of Srila Prabhupada, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, Shyam Sundar Prabhu, and one more, I just forgot the name. They made a nice satsang party. One of them was made like a sober sannyasi figure. And that Prabhu was only giving classes, smiling mildly, blessing people. And then others were like talking to people, arranging programs. And the guests were like mesmerized with these foreigner Vaishnavas. So nice organizers, so nice sadhus. And they used to just feed them sumptuously. Now, Shyam Sundar Prabhu, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj used to eat nicely. But this another Prabhu, who was made into like a very controlled sannyasi, though he wanted to, but he could not because he had that role in the party. So everything was going very good. So every day they used to visit so many Marwadis and Sindhi people houses and getting big, big donations and doing kirtan, speaking pleasing words and many times spending late nights at their houses. But they were cultivating many people. Prabhupada, after a year, he came to Bombay and he asked the Malkishna Goswami Maharaj, what's happening? And then Maharaj explained all the program and so many people they have contacted. Prabhupada asked one question. How is your morning program? Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Prabhupada, right now we don't have an apartment, but evening programs are going very good. And then he again started explaining the evening programs. And then he said, how many of you are up for the chanting together and doing Guru Puja? And then he said, Prabhupada, because we come so late, we don't have an apartment, we are not living in a very our own place, so we cannot do so much noise. So he gave so many justifications. Prabhupada said, stop your evening program. And again, reinstate yourself in the morning program nicely, gain energy, and then do your preaching work. So they thought that already our programs are going very nicely. Why you want to stop us? So initially started with good intention. When Prabhupada saw that somewhere inner intention and inner mood is slipping off, Prabhupada stopped. And of course, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj and all the team agreed. So Lord Ram, he was told by Dasharatha Maharaj, tomorrow morning you will be coronated as the king of the whole universe. Ram of course was happy to do his service. But next day morning, again Dasharatha became only cause that he should go to the forest. But Ram was not disturbed because his intention was clear. His intention was not for this service or that service. His intention was service. So Lord Ram is an example. Though stop, he is not getting angry. Just like Indra, he was told to receive the praise. But when it was stopped, he became angry. Because till that time, the intention had gone through a deviation. So that is the important thing which Vishnu is constantly telling Prithu Maharaj. So Vishnu, in the later verses, he glorifies Prithu Maharaj and says that I am pleased with your equanimity in all the instructions. So initially, he was instructed by Brahmanas to do sacrifices. Later, he was instructed by Brahma to stop the sacrifices. So that's a credit of Prithu Maharaj, that though he performed 99 yajnas, so in that momentum of 99, performing that 99 yajnas, it's so obvious and so easy to slip to the doership, to the controllership, and slip to achieve something for which you already struggle for so long. But Vishnu says that this is your character and this character is pleasing me. That though you are performing this service which is so glorious, and in the course of that service you are getting so much praise and so much prestige, but still when you are told to stop, you are stopping. So your equanimity in all the instructions I value. So that unadulterated intention in all his actions is glorified by Vishnu. In later verses, Vishnu again repeats, Tattvam kuru maya dishtam apramatta prajapate mat adesha karo lokah sarvatra apnoti shobhanam. It's like very similar of this verse. Just words are different, translation is same. It's like repeated by Vishnu again. Vishnu is saying, Tattvam kuru maya dishtam. You just act as per my orders. In this verse, he is telling you should act as per the orders of my representatives, as received in disciplic succession. Apramatta prajapate. Apramatta means don't get carried away by the fame and prestige which you receive in the course. In this verse, it comes, don't get carried away by mental concocted ideas. Then he says, Mad adesha karo loko. Just be attached to my instruction, not your own mental ideas. Sarvatra apnoti shobhinam. Then you will get all auspiciousness. Here he says, then everyone will love you, everyone will be happy, you will be happy, and soon you will also receive benediction of meeting great sages, Chatushkumaras. So the same thing is repeated by Vishnu again, that you just carried out my order and don't allow your mental ideas to adulterate your intentions. Just be attached to following the orders. So that is the essence which I could see in these verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. That Prithu Maharaj, even though stopped by Brahma in between, is not making temper tantrums, but he is submissively carrying out that order. And then Brahma says that ultimately we are doing sacrifices to please Vishnu. And if you stop this sacrifice, then you will please Vishnu. But ultimately, his pleasure, sam siddhir, hari toshanam. So whatever activities, whatever duties we carried out, ultimately it's meant for pleasing Krishna. So if doing pleases Krishna, we'll do it. If stopping will please Krishna, we'll stop it. So Prithu Maharaj, keeping his intention always as a servant of Krishna and not as a particular servant of Krishna, not attached to particular service, but attached to just being a servant. So that is a very great quality and that we cannot just copy. And that's why it's ordered by Vishnu here also, that just to make sure that your intentions are pure, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasna sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanina tatvarsya. So this verse comes in fourth chapter, where Krishna describes the intentions of Nishkam Karma Yogi and actions of Nishkam Karma Yogi. Yasya sarve samarambha kama sankalpa varjita jnanagni dagdha karmanam tam ahu panditam buddha. So while describing intention, he says, Yasya sarve samarambha, whatever initiatives one takes, kama sankalpa varjita, are not taken by his own desires or mental concoctions, in other words. Jnanagni dagdha karmanam. And the knowledge that I am not the doer, knowledge that I am not supposed to be attached to the results, knowledge that I am not the controller, that jnana, dagdha karmanam. Dagdha karmanam means, while doing those actions, we may get attached to so many things. And that attachments will lead to so many klesha or miseries. But if we have that clear intention of doing it just as a service to Vishnu, just a service to Vaishnava, just a service to spiritual master, then tam ahu panditam buddha. He is intelligent. So after describing intentions for 10-12 verses and then actions for 10-12 verses, then Krishna said, it's not so easy. I have told you that you should remain selfless but still be responsible. So detachment and responsibility, it's a deadly combination. Very difficult to get both together. Either we become detached and irresponsible, or we become attached and responsible. But Krishna is telling you, remain detached and be responsible. But how to do that? Who will make sure that I am doing it rightly? Then in 32nd verse he says, Tadviddhi Pranipatena. You need a Tattvadarshi Vyakti besides you, who can see and guide. So that's what Vishnu is also telling Prithu Maharaj. Have a guide standing nearby. Always work in guidance, and with that guidance, you can make sure that your intentions are right. If your intentions are right, and you are successful, and people who are under your protection, their life will also be successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If somebody has any comments, corrections, doubts, we can take. Adikishpu, if you want to add something. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Usually there is a misconception between blind surrender and conscious surrender. So if you can elaborate on that, because here when people say, people are asked to surrender to God, to Krishna's will, people are not able to understand that, okay, what is Krishna's will and what is my own created will, like you said, that slipping. So there is a confusion there. But the example which you said, that being irresponsible and detached, and being responsible and attached, that's not the combination. Being detached and being responsible is the right combination. So, you know, so this thing is very confusing for a person who's coming in who is not well read, and to how to discriminate between this. Like,
actually, this is a great mystery, because recently I was reading this third, fourth, and fifth chapter, and I was thinking one concept. Duty with detachment, Krishna is repeating for three chapters. I mean, there is no concept which is repeated repeatedly. If you see third, fourth and fifth chapter, there are so many repetitions. Sometimes we get confused. With our intelligence and logic, we don't understand why he is repeating so many times. Same thing again. Third chapter is kind of whole thing copy-paste in fifth chapter. Same question Arjuna asks. What is nice? Should I do my duty or get detached and be irresponsible? Krishna again establishes, you remain dutiful but detached. Same question after two chapters, Arjuna again asks. Not that Arjuna has forgot. Arre, wo question ho gaya. Agla list mein next number puchne ka hai. No, Arjuna is not able to understand it. He has understood it, but application seems so difficult. So that's why that question is again repeated. The only question which is repeated again in Gita is whether duty or detachment. And Krishna says both are needed. And Krishna says, to do this, as you rightly said, we need to be well read. We need guidance. Without guidance, it's not possible. Because on our own self, we will slip. Externally, we may act very detached. External people may also praise that we are detached or we are dutiful. But what's happening internally, just like Corona. Corona is there since 3-4 years. Now, it changed its role in so many ways. Like initially it was happening like only upper respiratory infection and then some breathlessness, some loss of taste. And slowly, slowly it changed its presentation. It came like loss of smell also, loss of taste, sometimes just giddiness, sometimes just stomach ache. And doctors like confused. Is this corona or not corona? Whether we should give corona treatment or not give corona treatment. So only those who are in touch with the Tattvadarshi, those who know the secrets of corona, they only could detect and treat. So it may look very simple that every WhatsApp person was receiving message that this is a standard treatment, do this. Somebody was telling, no, do this. Somebody take just put some lemon drops in their nose. And different things were getting tried. Everybody was thinking that I know. But unless and until you are Tattvadarshi, you don't know. So it needs great guts. The difficult, most difficult step is to accept that I don't know. then only we can approach spiritual masters, spiritual guides. So because Arjuna accepted at some point that Krishna, I don't know. Yat shreyasyat nishitam bruhitanme shishtishtam shadimam dam. I am confused. For Arjuna, person of a stature of Arjuna, to declare in public that I don't know. Even simple school friend, college friend, four friends are discussing something, even a cricket match. To say that I don't know, it's so embarrassing. You're not updated. But it's not fashion to say that I don't know. But spiritual life doesn't start unless we say that I don't know. That's a difficult step. But when we say that I don't know, I can't realize, I'm unable to see. So Arjuna accepted that and Arjuna said, I don't see. And then when we get, and right now it may look bewildering, confusing, inconceivable, achintya. And how can this happen? Duty and detachment go together. Cannot go.
I think, Prabhuji, as a human being, we need to realize that we have a saturation point of our realization. And then beyond that level, there is Krishna, who is everything and everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess finding that right balance, that okay, where I end and where Krishna begins, and Krishna is inside also and outside also, so he knows everything. So I think at a certain point, surrender karna hi better than that. Like he asked Garuda to surrender and go.
Go.
You are not required. So I guess accepting that ego blow, you know, that okay, understanding that, I think it's the problem is the ego.
Yeah.
Main problem is the ego. Jo surrender nahi hone deta, wahi par fir confusion aati hai.
Yeah. I'm great. Yeah. I can understand.
Yeah.
So, wo wala apne ko sar jhuka nahi de. Bole kat jayenge lekin jhukenge nahi. So you nicely put in words. Thank you so much.
Thank
Hare
you,
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Prabhupada ki
jai.
Grantha Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai.
Hare Krishna.